Welcome, everyone, to Spanish Pod. Today, we've got a free newbie lesson for you. It's called Don't Mention It. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hi, Liliana. Before we start, I want to say a big hello to everybody out there on iTunes.
Hello!
And I just want to let you know that this is a newbie lesson, but we've got all kinds of other lessons at other levels, and we've got videos and all kinds of other things that we'd love for you to check out. If you just go to our website, SpanishPod.com, and check out the 7-day free trial. You can see everything for free for 7 days.
Yeah, try it out, guys.
Absolutely.
Really.
Okay, let's start with a lesson. It's called Don't Mention It. Don't mention it.
Okay, so the keyword is apenado.
Apenado. Oh, is that the keyword?
Yeah, that's kind of hard,
that's
right?
That's a very hard word to translate. Lily and I were both sitting here in the studio trying to figure out how to say this in English.
You don't have this word in English.
No, we don't. And it has to do with shame or embarrassment. I mean, are very culturally specific, right?
That's right.
I think in the U.S. we have embarrassment. You don't want people to catch you, and then you're embarrassed because there's an audience.
Exactly. But in this case, apenado, it means that you feel so bad because you're not in good terms with someone.
Okay.
You know, so maybe you forgot something, like their birthday, or you stood them up or something.
Right.
You feel embarrassed, but towards a specific person.
Okay, so it's called apenado, and we're going to use the verb estar with it, right?
That's right.
So let's listen for that word apenado in the dialogue. We're going to hear it 3 times.
Dialogue. First time.
Estoy muy apenado contigo.
Ni lo menciones.
Tengo mucha pena.
Mejor olvídalo.
Second time.
Estoy muy apenado contigo.
Ni lo menciones.
Tengo mucha pena.
Mejor olvídalo.
Third time.
Estoy muy apenado contigo.
Ni lo menciones.
Tengo mucha pena.
Mejor olvídalo.
All right, we're back. Let's do a translation.
Estoy muy apenado contigo.
I feel really bad.
Estoy muy apenado contigo.
I'm very embarrassed.
Estoy muy apenado contigo. Ni lo menciones.
Don't mention it.
Ni lo menciones.
Don't even mention it.
Ni lo menciones. Tengo mucha pena.
I'm so embarrassed.
Tengo mucha pena.
I'm so sorry.
Tengo mucha pena. Mejor olvídalo.
Just forget it.
Mejor olvídalo.
Just forget it.
Mejor olvídalo.
Jeez, I wonder what happened between those two people.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, what happened?
I know.
Maybe he farted.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Seriously, the person is like, don't even mention it.
Right.
I don't know. It's weird.
Let's talk about that later, though, Lily. Right now, let's look at the grammar, because that's what everybody's pining for, right?
Estoy muy apenado contigo.
Oh, great. Yeah. Estoy muy apenado. That means embarrassed, right?
Yeah, or feel so bad.
Okay, now we use it with estar, so we say estoy apenado, right?
Estoy apenado.
That means that I feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we say I feel very bad.
Estoy muy apenado.
Okay, that muy makes it very, right?
That's right.
And then here we're going to specify, this is what makes it hard to translate, we're going to specify that it's with you.
Contigo.
Contigo.
Yes.
Okay, so let's put it together.
Estoy muy apenado contigo.
Okay, and that's like, I don't know what to say, I'm so embarrassed.
Exactly.
Okay. And the person tries to be gracious, right? They say, don't even mention it.
Ni lo menciones.
Ni lo menciones. Let's start at the end with the word for mention.
Menciones.
Menciones. Now, this is the verb mencionar, but it's in a prohibitive command. So you're not supposed to do this, right? You're not supposed to mention it. Menciones. Now, how do we say mention it?
Lo menciones.
Lo menciones.
Lo.
Okay, that lo comes before the verb, right?
Yes.
In Spanish, in English, we have it after the verb. Don't mention it. But in Spanish, the lo comes before.
That's right. And that lo signifies something that happened. Don't even mention it.
It, right.
Yes, it.
Okay. Now, if I want to say don't mention it, I would say no lo menciones. No is the regular word for no. But here we have a very special word.
Ni.
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 Ni lo menciones, okay? Ni is not even, don't even.
Exactly. Okay. Ni lo menciones.
Don't even mention it. But the person comes back, they don't want to let it go, right? They say, I'm very embarrassed.
Tengo mucha pena.
Okay, the translation of this is not I'm very embarrassed, right?
No.
The translation is I have much pena would be pain.
Yeah, pena would be embarrassment.
Embarrassment. Okay, so let's take a look at the words. The first one is the verb tener in the first person.
Tengo.
Tengo means I have.
That's right.
Okay. And then a lot of.
Mucha.
Mucha.
Pena.
Pena. And pena means embarrassment.
That's right.
Now, I wouldn't say that in English. I wouldn't say I have much embarrassment. I would say I'm embarrassed.
Exactly.
But in Spanish, you say it this way.
Tengo mucha pena.
Okay. And the person is really trying to be gracious. They said, just forget it.
Mejor olvídalo.
Now, what's the word for forget it?
Olvídalo.
Olvídalo. Now, that's the verb olvidar, means to forget.
That's right.
Okay, now there's a lo on the end.
It's the same lo that you said in ni lo menciones.
Okay, that means it?
Yes.
Okay, so forget it.
That's right.
Okay.
Olvídalo.
Olvídalo means forget it. Now, but we have this word in the beginning, which is mejor, right?
Mejor. Mejor means, like, better forget it.
Better forget it. Or we can say in English, just forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mejor olvídalo.
All right. Why don't we listen to this all again, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about pena.
Dialogue, first time.
Estoy muy apenado contigo.
Ni lo menciones.
Tengo mucha pena.
Mejor olvídalo.
Second time.
Estoy muy apenado contigo.
Ni lo menciones.
Tengo mucha pena.
Mejor olvídalo.
Third time.
Estoy muy apenado contigo.
Ni lo menciones.
Tengo mucha pena.
Mejor olvídalo.
All right, we're back, Lily. And as I was saying before, these are very special constructions in Spanish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Estoy muy apenado and tengo mucha pena. In English, it's very different. I don't say I have much embarrassment.
Yeah, I know. And you know, a lot of American friends I have, they usually say estoy muy embarazado.
Oh, I know what that is. They're trying to make the word embarrassed into a Spanish word.
Exactly. And embarazado, guys, you cannot be embarazado because that means you're pregnant.
Embarazado means pregnant.
Yes, and that doesn't exist in Spanish because the only persons that can be embarazados are women.
Right.
Okay, so it's embarazada, and that means pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to say, oh, how embarrassing,
mm-hmm.
you have to say, qué pena.
Qué pena.
It's like, how embarrassing.
Okay.
But in this case, if you want to say that I am so embarrassed, you say, tengo mucha pena.
Okay, tengo mucha pena. I'm so embarrassed.
Or you can just say, tengo pena,
mm-hmm.
if you're not that embarrassed. Okay.
Tengo poca pena.
Tengo poca pena, it means that.
I'm hardly embarrassed at all.
Exactly.
All right, folks, if you have any questions about this lesson, please come to SpanishPod.com and leave your questions, leave your comments, leave it all on the comments section. We'd love to hear what you have to say. For now, it's time for us to go. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.